The viral internet clip of the day. Have you seen it? The big, big thing happening on online. There's a Coldplay concert. Owen, have you seen this yet? Josh, seen this yet? So,
it's tough.
It's kind of like maybe you've been at a game, maybe not. This doesn't happen that much where they put people on the kiss cam. And people do not want to be on camera for this. So, it's a Coldplay concert. Where is this? I haven't seen where it is.
Ooh, good question.
Doesn't really matter. But there's a big jumbotron, kind of. There's got a big circular screen. And the camera goes to this couple, and there's a man and a woman. They're kind of hugging and rocking and whatever. They're canoodling, if I could use canoodling.
Good use.
Yeah, right? Canoodling during the concert. And as soon as they hit the jumbotron, the woman puts her hands on her face and turns away, and the man ducks out of the picture, and it becomes very clear they did not want to be seen together on camera.
I've not seen this yet. That's tough.
Sure. And immediately speculation like, well, there's a couple reasons you might not want to be seen like that. This is the internet. The two have been identified as a CEO and a head of HR for a company. So, like, I don't know. All I'm saying is that's the thing that's happening on the internet today. The big thing that's happening on the internet today.
Yeah, it couldn't, and they couldn't have made it look any more suspicious. The way that they both react when that.
Well, this is, again, if it's in your hometown, people are going to see you.
Right.
The thing that's different about it is people had just seen them, people would see them. The reaction that they got is what is going to put it on the internet and make every person with an internet connection is going to see them.
Exactly.
It's the Streisand effect. It's the act of attempting to deny something actually brings more attention to the thing that happened. So, oh, what? Let me check. Anyway. Concerts. All right. So, asked a question earlier in the show. And it was about golf. What do you do with your friends if you're taking a swing and somebody, the air horn goes off or somebody whistles or somebody talks? Like, you may have offered, hey, I'm sorry, I was talking, I sneezed during your backswing. You can take another hit, take another swing. And I got a tweet here from Eric. Eric writes in a personal story on the golf course. I was playing golf with two others. One was new to golf. On my forward swing on a par three, the new golfer yelled out loud, and I shanked it left. They insisted I take another swing, despite my objections, so I did. I then hit my only hole in one. What's the proper response to that?
Oh.
The proper response is you don't have a hole in one.
Right.
You have a par.
Yeah, right.
Technically.
Listen, I don't want to be, you don't have a hole in one.
It's so sad.
Right?
I feel so sad right now.
Whenever that happens to me, this is not about somebody yelling. If I'm on a par three and I put my first shot in the water or in the woods and I tee up again, as soon as I hit that shot that's going to be for a par, if it's going towards the hole, I get terrified. I think, do not go in.
So scary.
I'll tell you right now, for the rest of my life, I do not want that ball to go in on my second shot because it's going to look like a hole in one and it's just a hole out. It's a par. I don't want that shot going in ever. I will, golfers, you yell at the ball all the time. We're all idiots. Like, get down, be right. Blah. And for me, it's get out of there. I will
get away from it. Yeah.
Do not go in. I cannot waste the best shot of my life on saving a par. I do not want this.
Yeah. It's
so, Eric, I'm sorry, man. I don't think you have a hole in one.
Ugh. You hate to see it. You really do. It hurts my heart. What a nightmare. I can't get over this.
Yeah, it's tough.
Ugh.
803-0550 here. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. The Open Championship at Royal Portrush is underway. I do think this is one of the more, listen, it's green. right? Last week in Scotland, it was brown. That was a brown course. Looked like they didn't water it. This place looks nice.
I really like the look of this place.
I think it looks nice.
I watched, hilariously, Jerry O mentioned the Major Cut series with Grant Horvat. I watched their video
playing this course,
and it's beautiful. I really like the look of it. I like the look of the golf over there most of the time anyways. I kind of like the change up to the sort of a gray or browner landscape, and just the stylistic difference is really interesting to watch to me. And this course looks pretty awesome. I really like the look of the long fescue, and they've got those like flowers in the rough near the drop zones by the grandstands. It's a good looking tournament, in my opinion.
803-0550. I agree. I think it looks good. Hatton's wearing a bit of a stylistic shirt. You don't see a lot of that. I was going to say, one of the things I like about this, it makes me feel like it's fall. This looks like fall golf, and I love a good fall golf round. Lou in Fredonia. Hey, Lou. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys earlier in the show were talking about Von Miller's time here, now that it's officially wrapped up. You signed on Onward Elsewhere. And there's one event that doesn't get brought up very often, and how it influenced the team. And it's his suspension. And I want to talk about it from a different perspective. It seemed pretty clear that Stefon Diggs, as his time progressed here, was really focusing on his brand. And everything I'm going to say here is conjecture on my part. Trust me.
Okay. But all right.
It seemed very clear that, you know, he wanted to be in a larger market, wanted to be a bigger star, thought he was at the peak of his career, and really was going down that path, right? And then he did this commercial for Progressive with who? Von Miller. And that commercial was all over the place. It was Steph's really big first step into being a nationally marketed brand. November of 2023, I believe, if I've got the dates right, November of 23, the allegations come up against Von Miller. That commercial gets pulled, never to be seen again. And then in the spring, April 24, Stefon Diggs is gone. And I have to believe that Steph had a real problem with how that went down for him and his brand. And it never really was talked about here, and there were certainly other things to focus on when it came to Stefon Diggs. But I just think that I could see that being his last straw, because he thought he finally had an opportunity to become a bigger star while still being in Buffalo. And then the rug got pulled under him, out from under him, because of Von Miller's suspension.
All right, Lou. Thank you for the phone call. I think that is a top 10 leap that's a leap. I don't know if you're right or wrong. Like you said, it's all conjecture. Respectfully, I think that's one of the largest leaps I've ever heard. And the idea of somebody working on their brand, you know, who's got the biggest brand on the Bills right now? Josh Allen's everywhere. Josh Allen is selling sleep supplements. Josh Allen's selling potato chips. Josh Allen's selling, he's golfing on YouTube all the time. Like, I don't have any problem with anybody wanting to have a personal brand first off, I'd never seen this commercial. I actually Googled it. So you're right. There was a commercial. I guess it got pulled before I ever saw it. I think that is an astronomical leap. Olympian high jump leap. Pole vault level leap. That was the beginning of the end. But I don't know. Thanks for the phone call either way. It's a theory. And we all have theories. I'm trying to think of one of my craziest theories. I've got them. Anyway, 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Top of the hour, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach and Derek coming up. Brian Harmon out there for birdie right now. He's a slow player, right? Isn't Harmon really notoriously slow? What does it mean to be put on the clock? So every once in a while they talk about being put on the clock. You're warned you're playing too slow. It happened last week to Goddard, the guy that won last week. He's put on the clock. Oh, now he knows he's on the clock. You can also ask for an extension when you're on the clock sometimes as a golfer. It's one of these rules. I feel like sometimes they just say it. What are you going to do, like ding them strokes? You're plus two now. Anyway, Extendo Sports coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.